The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus it will be for one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And welcome back once again, everybody. Let's do something a little bit different here today, shall we? Let me share with you one of my favorite ever poems. It's entitled Gold by Robert Frost. And it goes something like this. Nature's first green is gold, its hardest hue to hold, its earliest leaves of flower, but only for an hour. Then flower gives way to leaf, so Eden came to grief. So dawn goes down to day, nothing gold can stay. Gold by Robert Frost. Simple little poem that captures, as only poetry can, an emotion that everybody feels at some point in their life, even if they don't put it into words. It's a sadness that we feel when we see beautiful things in the world and know that they have to pass away. You might have heard of the more famous poem by Robert Frost, "Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening." Similar idea. It's a sadness that we feel. You know, there's so many beautiful things in the world, and we see them, and they fade away, and we ask the question, why? There's about a week in the springtime when every bush and every tree in all of creation is all abloom with flowers of the brightest colors, but it's only there for a week. And here in the fall, there are some trees, and it's especially true as you get closer to New England, that when their leaves turn, they are so blazingly bright that you'd swear somebody somewhere has got that tree plugged into an electrical outlet. Then the leaves fall. And why? Why does a beautiful actress or a glistening young athlete have to give way to the inevitable ravages of time and aging and weakness and decay? You want to know why? There's a lesson in that from God to us. And the lesson is this: all beauty in this world is on loan from God. Only God is beautiful just by being who he is. And he puts beauty into this world, and it fades to try to remind us not to focus so much on the gifts that God sends as on the giver. And a message as well, not to cling to what must fade away. Here in the gospel, we hear a parable about a man who clings to what must fade away. And by the way, this is the only parable Jesus ever told which has just one character. A man so full of himself that he doesn't have room for anybody else in his life. And he happens to be a very rich man, but this could be a story about a beauty queen with fading appearance, or about a man with magnificent achievements that become less and less important with each passing year. A man who clings to what must fade away. A man so successful that he can't build barns fast enough to contain all the things he owns. But Jesus looks at this man and he calls him a fool. You fool. This very night, your life will be required of you. And all these things you've gathered up, what's going to happen to them all? You fool. The Psalms say that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God above. And when you cling to what must pass, you act like you don't believe in God. You might profess God on your lips, but in your heart and in your actions, you're acting like an atheist, clinging to what you know you must lose. This world is thy ship and not thy home, says our very own Saint Therese, with a reminder that God fills the world with beautiful things that don't last, to draw our attention to himself, the beauty that does last, that God directs us not to some kind of happiness, lasting happiness here in this world, because there is no such thing, but rather to happiness in himself. It can't ever be lost. Careful now. A lot of beautiful things in this world. Careful not to cling to them, but rather, with the days that we have left, let's store up treasure in heaven and grow rich in what matters to God.